You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 163 of Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network. This is Jennifer Hebert.
I'm Morgan Nicole.
And this is Sophia Aguilar. Welcome to Wisdom by Wessa on the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is our last episode of the year, and now is also the time to prepare for the Wessa Trade Show. So, Sophia, what is your number one tip for retailers as they are preparing for their time in Dallas next January?
So the best way, and I think also probably the easiest way, is to prepare by downloading the Wessa Trade Show app. And of course, you can get an overview of all the events, the food options, the shuttle schedule, but then you can also search for exhibitors and locate them a lot easier than if you were physically flipping through the directory. So I think that's really helpful, especially as you prepare for the upcoming Wessa Trade Show.
I definitely agree. I've been attending Wessa for 5+ years. And when I started using the app, it truly changed the game, even for someone who's been going for so long. So definitely download that in the App Store. So tell us more about how to find an exhibitor. Is there a list?
Yes, we have a few lists and search functions. So when you click on exhibitors and companies, you can search for a sales rep or a manufacturer. And then when you click on companies, you can search for the brands or even specific product lines. And then we also have a categories index where you can look for a certain category. So for example, if you're shopping specifically for tech and equipment in rodeo equipment, then you'll see all the brands of that category listed right then and there, and you can quickly find them on the show floor.
Amazing.
Great. I cannot wait until the January trade show. It's always so much fun and hustle and bustle. Today's guest, however, is Terry Larson, owner of the Hitchin Post and recipient of Wessa's Top Hand Award, recognized for more than 55 years of exceptional leadership, resilience, and service to the Western retail industry. And welcome to the show, Terry and Pete.
Hi.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you both here. Pete's a surprise. I didn't know she was going to join us today, but I'm just thrilled that she is.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
So the first thing I had a question about, because I went over to the Hitchin Post website, which is lovely, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And surfed around a little bit. You guys are the coolest store in Aberdeen.
Yes, we are. We think so anyway.
How did that come about?
Well, I tell you what, we've been here a long time. We've been here since 1970, and we've had so many people from other states. They'll come into our store, and on the way out, they'll say, "This is really a cool store." So we kind of adopted that as our motto.
I think that speaks volumes about the ability for the Hitchin Post to be around successfully and still thriving for 55 years. Talk a little bit about how the beginnings of your store created your brand, which is still so strong today. How did the beginnings happen?
Well, I tell you what, the store was founded by a fellow by the name of John Pagonis. He opened the store in 1970, but before that, prior to that, he owned the P&H Bootery on Main Street, Aberdeen, and he had sold so many boots out of the shoe store that he decided to start a Western store. So he opened a Western store also on Main Street called the Western Corral. And in the late 60s, he bought a piece of property that was way out of town, and he had numerous coffee buddies that told him he was crazy for buying that piece of property way out of town, but he had turned that into a Western store, and back in 1970, it opened up, and when I first started, I had driven by the store as it was being remodeled, and I thought that would be a pretty cool-looking place to work. So I wasn't happy at my other job, so I had applied at the store, and as I was walking in to get an application, I had recognized the owner. He was a customer of mine, and we just kind of hit it off, and within a couple of weeks, I was working at the store, and he had opened it in April 1970, and I came to work for him in August of that year.
So you're definitely an OG employee.
Yes.
Yes. So, and speaking of employees, and speaking of hitting it off with the owner, and that what drew you to the Hitchin Post, I've read some articles, and you allude to the importance of your sales staff and how important they are to the long-term success of the Hitchin Post. Talk a little bit about how hiring the right people and treating them well is.
Well, I tell you what, that is probably the most important thing that a retailer can do. You need to trust your employees. You need to have the right people doing the right thing, I guess.
I'm just going to kick in here and say they have to have a personality that they like people. They engage in people. I mean, so much of our business is relationship run. You know, it can be a stranger that walks in the door, but you want them to feel comfortable. You want them to be welcomed. You want them to feel at home. And if your employees aren't doing that, you know, it just kind of can go south in a hurry.
That's true. And as horse people, as most of us are, we are famous for getting along better with our horses than we do with each other. And that's interesting that you recognized straight away and you value that. Yes, you have to be knowledgeable about the products you sell, but you have to genuinely love helping people and seeing that satisfied smile on the customer's face. That has to be part of your core, doesn't it?
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah. And speaking of having people around who love people, I was also surfing around and watching some of your reels and some of your YouTubes. I was enjoying your YouTube live, your Facebook lives, and you were announcing your Christmas decorating contest, which I thought was a brilliant idea. Talk a little bit about how you engage with your customers, both current and future, on social media. That seems to be something that you do really well.
A lot of the Facebook feeds that you see, it would be my daughter and one or two of our employees, and they just really, they just have fun doing what they do, talking about the product. And
nothing ever has to be perfect. It's just human. And when we first started doing this, I'd have complete strangers stop me as I'm out and about around town, and they'd say, "I love watching your live videos and stuff like that." And I had one gal say, "I feel like I'm part of a girl group. I just sit at home and I feel like I'm part of a group." And it's like, you know, that was big to me. I'm like, that's the feeling you want out there. Sure, we want to sell the product, but we also want them to know that we're a friendly store and that, you know, they can come here and feel welcome and whatever. And I mean, people will come in and they'll be like, "You guys are so much fun to watch." It's like, you know, the customers kind of become your family.
Absolutely. And I think you described that perfectly, Pete, because when I watched that video, you were pressed that you would get close, someone would get close to the camera and touch a button, and "Are we live yet? Are we?" "Yes, we're here." "Yeah. Hi, everybody." And it's not slick. It's not polished. You can tell it wasn't produced by somebody out of New York City. And that's what makes it appeal to the customer. Because again, you are putting yourselves out there in a vulnerable position because you're like, "Am I sure? Am I got this right?" And people appreciate that and they enjoy it and they feel like they can trust you because you trusted them to start with.
I'm always a little apprehensive whenever they say they're going to do a live because you never know what's going to come out of their mouth.
And you know, that gives people right there a reason to tune in.
it's funny to me too. Sometimes some of the people who tell me they watch the lives because, you know, we're older adults here. So, and it's the younger ones that are doing these lives and everything. But it's amazing to me the number of guys that watch it, the number of men that are, you know, 50, 60 years old, and they're like, oh, I can hardly wait for your lives.
Oh my gosh. I tell you, I was hooked from the beginning because it was Alyssa, I believe, was yeah. on the fore getting those things started. So you guys have social media, which is very strong and very genuine and very engaging. You guys also have a robust and very well done website in addition to your ginormous, 10,000 square foot brick and mortar store?
10,000 square feet, yes.
There we go. This is going to be a two-part question. When did you start your website? What year? And how does your brick and mortar store and your website support each other? Because they're both key.
Our daughter Alyssa is here. She's kind of the one in charge of doing the website and everything. So if you don't mind, she's going to kind of kick in the answers to the website part.
Hi.
Hi, Alyssa.
So I think we probably started our website maybe 1 or 2 years ago, and it was a really, really slow process. We just knew that we really needed a presence, and that was probably me pushing it because I am a different generation and, you know, pushing them into the computers and pushing them into the social media, and website is where it's at. And, you know, also we live in South Dakota and sometimes people can't get here because of the weather. And sometimes, you know, in retail, as everybody knows, you have slower months. And the thought was, you know, maybe getting an online presence and pushing that a little bit more can help carry things through. And, you know, with the website, obviously, we initially started mostly with Facebook, but trying to get onto all the different social media platforms. I mean, we definitely have more of a presence on Facebook, but trying to bring in some of the Instagram and some of the TikTok and just solely push the website. But the amount of merchandise that we have in our store, I mean, it's probably not even a fourth of it is on our website yet. So we just have a long way to go. But, you know, you have to just start somewhere and eventually it'll, you know, just get better and you can get everything on. But it's just a constant process to try to get it out there.
I think you've nailed it, though, because it's a common trap for retailers when they first jump on to having a website. You're a brick and mortar store, things are going great, I need an online presence. They try to do it in a hurry. Let's get the whole thing up, get the whole store up, get it done. I have 3 months and it's got to be finished. But what then happens is it's poorly executed. Whereas you're taking a different look at this, going, well, okay, it's going to take us a little while, but everything you do have there is really well done. It's not just pretty, because a pretty website's great, unless it doesn't work properly. It functions beautifully. It functions properly so that when a person sees that picture of a really awesome pair of cowboy boots, when they go to buy it, the buyer experience happens as is expected in 2025 versus going to a website that has 3 times as many products, but the buyer experience, the interface between that computer and the human on the outside sitting at the keyboard is not what is expected in 2025. So kudos to you guys for taking a little longer, but doing it really well.
And that's all on Alyssa.
Yep.
But she's going to want a raise after that praise that you just gave her.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Okay. Well, another question. Again, I was surfing around since I'm a long way from the Dakotas in Florida. I was surfing around the website. How do you strike, and this is going to be whichever one of the three of you is comfortable answering this question. You guys have a lovely balance of functional as well as fashionable items, because your website, the vast majority of it is clothing, as near as I can tell, and some accessories, not so much bridles and bits. How do you strike that balance of making sure that you have products that people who plant corn for a living, as well as people who go to red carpet events and want to look really Western and stylish? How do you find that balance to make sure you have things for both?
I think part of that is, of course, our core is the farmers and the ranchers around here. You know, just the everyday people. I mean, we have bankers, we have lawyers, we have
all walks of life that come in the door and shop here. We also have one of our employees does rodeo. So she kind of has an eye out for what's trending in the rodeo circuit. And, you know, we have younger people that work here. I mean, we have teenagers that work here. So they're always like, well, my friends are looking for this, or this is what's trending for the younger group. And then we have, I mean, we have all ages. We have Alyssa is like big into concerts and stuff like that. And so she kind of sees what's going on with the concert scene. And so I think, and of course, Terry and I are older. So, you know, we kind of gravitate toward what we like as older people. And I think just the constant mix of everybody, and we take everybody's opinions. I mean, we take, Alyssa goes to the WESA market with us, and so does Val, who is our rodeo gal. And so the four of us are always there. So we see all kinds of different things. And then, of course, when the sales reps come into the store, any of our employees that are working that day, we take their input also.
Again, that comes back to you hire really good people who are invested in their job and the company, and then you take full advantage of them. That's great.
Yeah, we love our employees, and hopefully they loved doing what they do.
Anyway, and now my next question, again, this falls back on, I was surfing through the old Facebook page. Who came up with fresh cut flowers at the Hitchin Post? Because it's brilliant.
That is a really, really good friend of ours. And she has amazing, she grows amazing flowers every year. And last year is when we kind of started it. We just set a little corner up. She lives at a lake a little ways away from here. And she would set up a little cart at the end of her driveway and sell them at a couple places where she lives. And we were like, just bring them to the store. So we set up a corner at the store, and she brings her fresh flowers in, and then we sell those during the whole season. And it has turned out to be a really cute little deal. You know, it's a very seasonal thing, but it helps her out. It helps us out. It gets people in the door that maybe come in just for flowers, but then when they walk in the front door, they start looking around.
There we go. That, again, perhaps the coolest store ever. taking advantage of the unique opportunities to your place. The only place you're going to find those fresh flowers is right there in your town. When brick and mortar stores take advantage of those things and welcome them into the brand and the culture, that's what plays into the coolest store ever. Customer comes in. They're not from Aberdeen. They come in because they saw the front of the store, which is also amazing looking. And they walk around. This is the coolest store ever. Part of the coolest store ever is the fact that they have fresh flowers in the corner, which, you know, we're on the road and we're going to visit friends we haven't seen in 15 years. Let's grab a batch of those and take them along as a housewarming gift. And that creates the conversation down the line so that those people and then the people they visit and then the people they visit all say, you need to go to that Hitchin Post place, and they become customers of your culture. And a customer of your culture sticks with you for their lifetime versus the customer of your price point.
We really like it when we get our first time customer in the store, because he is totally blown away by all the merchandise that we have, and he walks through the store and, you know, you walk in and we've got a ladies department, and you keep walking in, there's a hat and t-shirt department, and you keep walking in, there's a men's department. And then in the back of the store, we have an antique department, which gets more people in that would never go in a Western store. And then on their way out, they walk through the kids department, and then they walk through the boot department, men's and ladies boots. And then when they get up to the front of the store, then we have the souvenirs and gifts and South Dakota made products, which are a big thing, especially this time of year at Christmas time. We we just pretty much have it all. And then they say, well, this is probably the coolest store ever.
It probably is. You've been in business successfully and still thriving after 55 years. What is one thing that you would say to a new retailer just getting into the industry to help them on their way that's going to really serve them well?
That's pretty easy. That would be customer service, because if you don't have good customer service, you're not going to stay in business very long. We do have a new Western store just down the road from us, and they just opened up, and we wish them all the best. Their mix of merchandise is quite a bit different than ours, but if they do customer service, they will do very well. I'd like to end this with, if you take care of business, your business will take care of you.
Yes, I think you're right. I think folks who are shopping these days crave genuine customer service with a real human being behind it versus a chatbot. Thank you very much to Terry and Pete and Alyssa for joining us today. So for someone who is curious about what happens at the Hitchin Post, you're in Aberdeen,
South Dakota.
South Dakota. I love how you spelled Dakota phonetically on your website. Yeah. I love that.
That's the old spelling of Dakota.
Really? I didn't know. Where is your website? Where can people find you there?
It's at hitchnpostwestern.com.
That's HITCHNPOST Western, all one word, .com.
It looks like your Instagram and your Facebook are the same, Hitch and Post. Great job, Alyssa, keeping them all the same. And you guys are on TikTok too, Hitch and Post.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, everybody, for joining us today.
Links from today's show are in the episode show notes and at wisdombywessa.com. Subscribe to Wisdom by Wessa on Apple Music, Spotify, or any podcast player, and don't miss out on all the news for manufacturers and retailers in the equine industry. The Wisdom by Wessa show is published on the 15th and 30th of every month.